We read today from the Old Testament book of Haggai, chapter 2, a messianic prophecy recorded in these verses. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. God has always maintained a meeting place with his people, which has changed drastically over the course of time. It used to be the Garden of Eden. Eventually, it became a tent, then a temple, that massive stone structure in Jerusalem, where the most important space, God's space, was off limits to the people. Later on, God's meeting place was a Bethlehem manger of all things. Then the cross of Christ, but not the grave. For you and me, God's meeting place has been a baptismal font, Sunday school, many, many church services, and Bible studies, and prayer. The location, the format changes, but not the experience. One day, it will go back to the way it was in paradise. God meeting with us, staying with us, forever in heaven. In the very beginning, God was able to meet his people face to face. He would show up visibly and speak directly to Adam and Eve, and they loved it. That was their interaction with God until the rebellion. We know the true story, how the fall into sin has ruined a direct in-person meeting with God. It's not possible, not without deadly consequences for those who have the sinful flesh. But the Lord did not give up on us. He reached out in mercy. He set up a different kind of meeting, one that would be so good for us, with Jesus in the middle of it. Let's take a moment to consider the opposite. What kind of meeting would it be if you had to face God alone, one-on-one? You with your sin, he with his holiness. If we had to meet the Creator without Christ, or if we tried to meet God based on who we are, what we think we have to offer, then the meeting becomes a trial. God will then be the judge who condemns us because of our sin. But if we have Jesus at that meeting, in the middle of it, as the sin remover, the peacemaker, mediator, then we find God to be the Heavenly Father reaching out, forgiving us through His Son, adopting you and me through a Spirit-worked faith as His own dear children. In that way, right now, we experience Emmanuel, God with us in Christ. Consider how this works, how it's true in Christian worship, here in chapel, or at Messiah this evening, or a Sunday service in one of our churches. We meet God at His house, where He sets the agenda. He will do most of the talking through His Word. We listen and respond in ways that He determines. As we meet God on the basis of His gospel, He will do the giving to us and we will receive. We especially receive the forgiveness of sins as the foundation of our relationship with Him. Recent chapel speakers have brought this up, what the Bible, including our text, calls peace. Haggai 2, verse 9. "And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." Have you ever noticed how peace is not just a theme during Advent, but a dominant theme of our church service? What does the pastor say at the end of the sermon? You've heard these words. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." At the end of the service, we commonly hear these words: "The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace." It is peace from God, coming to us as the forgiveness of our sins through Christ. And that's a big deal. That's actually quite useful for your spiritual life. Think of God's peace to you as the completely reliable, one-size-fits-all, safe place for your soul. We talk about safety at Emmanuel. We've got maps that show safe places, and we even practice getting into them, as some of you did on Friday with a fire drill. Of course, the safe place in a physically dangerous situation varies. If the building's on fire, we go outside. If it's the opposite, dangerously cold wind chill, we need to be inside. Where are you supposed to go for safety during the storm of a guilty conscience? Where can you turn for safekeeping when faced with temptation or doubts or some personal loss in your life? Your security there is always at the cross of Jesus, where you receive the peace from God, which translates into something. If God is at peace with you, He's on your side, fighting for you, bringing real comfort to your heart, and safety for your soul, even though you can't see Him do it. Someday, God has told us in Revelation, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. And they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God." We look forward in great hope to the final permanent meeting place, the place where we are seeing Jesus every day, meeting with our God face to face in that original state of Emmanuel, God with us forever. Amen. We close our worship today singing hymn 2, stanzas 1 and 2. The first two stanzas of hymn 2.